It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
And it's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services and visit with Renee Durfee. Renee's a nurse practitioner. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Well, how'd your long weekend go? Three-day weekend last weekend.
I actually had a couple extra days because I took a day of vacation as well, too, so it was nice to get out and enjoy some beautiful weather.
Yep. It's always the summer's over when that weekend comes up, doesn't it?
It does. It's the start of fall sports, which they've actually already started, and then off to school, and new season starts, but it's always fun.
Okay. Well, before we talk about our subject matter here, why don't you just kind of introduce yourself to our listeners. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been at Johnson Memorial Health Services.
Well, as you said, my name is Renee Durfee. I'm a nurse practitioner. I attained both my undergraduate nursing degree and my nurse practitioner degree from South Dakota State University, native South Dakota. I've been at Johnson Memorial for probably about 3.5 years now. Prior to that, had been a different community and have been a nurse practitioner going on my 15th year now. And prior to that, was a nurse for 13 years. So that ages me right there.
There you
so.
Go. Yeah, and family?
My husband Jerry, who's a nurse anesthetist, who actually is over at Avera and Marshall, and then two boys, one that just graduated from college, another that's in college, both down in Sioux Falls. So,
yeah, Adam and Zach, they're pretty good athletes. I enjoyed watching them when they were in high school.
Oh, thank you. Appreciated all the coverage. Fun time.
Yep, and it goes fast. Time goes fast, doesn't it?
It goes by very, very fast.
All right, Renee, I tell you what, school's starting, and it's important to make sure the kids are vaccinated when they go to school, right?
Correct. You know, we've had a lot of focus on COVID, obviously, over the last year and a half, but with that being said, you know, children and as well some adults have missed out on normal vaccinations just with delays in clinic appointments for well child or teen checks. And so just important to make sure that in terms of vaccinations that are due, regardless if that's meningitis, an updated MMR, just your regular childhood vaccinations, to make sure that those are current, because obviously we don't want a resurgence or of childhood illnesses that really we don't ever see anymore. I mean, that even includes chicken pox. And so hopefully most kids and teens have come in this summer for their wellness exams. Many of them need athletic physicals as well, but they haven't done that. Just making sure, again, that those vaccinations are current, because we don't want to see new diseases popping up again.
Right. It's very important, isn't it?
Extremely important. The other thing, too, is looking, influenza season is right around the corner, and we still highly encourage the influenza vaccine. I'm not sure what our dates will be here at JMHS in terms of when our flu shot clinics will be. And a lot of people can say that, well, you know, influenza didn't exist this last year. I think part of why we didn't see cases is just because of the hygiene measures and the other mitigation measures we were doing. We tested for influenza. We tested for a lot of influenza and never saw any cases. I think, you know, after being a nurse practitioner for the years that I have been, I mean, you can tell influenza walks, talks, and smells a certain way when you see patients, but we really just, I don't think we had one positive case here, and it's not from lack of looking for it, we just didn't see it.
Right. Yeah, and wearing a mask in the past year or so, that really helps with the flu season too, I would guess, huh?
It definitely does, and it wouldn't surprise me that do we see some masking, you know, and continue down the road just when we have more prevalence of influenza season as well, too, because typically in the clinic setting we haven't done that. Again, obviously this year we are wearing masks all the time, so that hasn't changed any for us in terms of what we do here in our clinic and what other clinics are doing. But measures like wearing a mask and washing your hands and doing all the sanitation vaccination is, I mean, are huge in terms of preventing the spread of viruses.
I got to tell you a quick story. I always get a really nasty cold, lung infection in March. But last year, because of wearing my mask and everyone else was wearing masks, I mean, I get that cold every March right before section basketball playoffs while I need to be broadcasting. It always bothers me. And every year I get that. Well, last year I didn't. And it had to be because of mask wearing.
Yeah, and I know that people are tired of wearing masks and don't like to wear them. I understand that completely. I do think, though, that it's proven by the lack of other viral infections that we saw, the lack of influenza as well as RSV when people were wearing a mask, that they are effective. You know, down the road, again, will it be that when you're sick, you wear a mask so you don't spread? You know, it's simple things like that. You know, we also saw an outbreak of RSV in June in the Dawson area, and I think there's some other areas that are having more RSV outbreaks. Not typical time of the year for RSV in the summer and right into September. But again, we've kind of lifted measures and things are back open again. It is what it is. But we're seeing viruses pop up now at different times of the year.
Okay. Renee, let's talk a little bit about the COVID booster shot, the second booster shot or the booster shot that they're talking about. What can you tell us about that?
Right. So there's two different concepts. You have the third dose and then you have the booster. So the third dose is actually for those that are considered immunocompromised. They're thinking third dose is in that their first two doses probably did not provide them adequate immunity. Someone who is either not on immunosuppressive therapy for other autoimmune diseases or for transplants, or those who are on long-term prednisone use or possibly undergoing cancer treatment with like chemo. So they qualify for a third dose, which is what we're doing now. And if you think that you may qualify, it's reaching out to your provider or your clinic to verify that you're a candidate for that so you can get that third dose. The booster is a booster to help with the remainder of the population, probably to help increase our immunity and to help fight off its terms with the Delta variant. There is talk that could be mid-September, but I haven't seen anything in the last week or two as to what's happening with that. And so I'm not sure if that will get FDA approval or not, that we go forward with that. But again, as we hear more, we'll definitely, and a lot of that comes from the Minnesota Department of Health, and when we find out more about that, that there'll be announcements to that fact.
All right, real good, Renee. Anything else you want to touch on before we end our program here?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Renee, for joining us on Wellness Wednesday this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Renee Durfee, nurse practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.